The mayor spoke in front of a house on Ames Street, with windows missing, boarded up walls, and spray-painted messages warning that there were holes in the floor. Morin was announcing the city's plan to demolish all of the vacant homes on the city's demolition list. Currently, that list includes 175 houses, many of which have been vacant for years.
The houses on our demolition list are beyond repair. They are unsafe and often contaminated with asbestos or lead. They can be a magnet for drug users and crime.
Morin said these properties blemish the streets the city is working to revive and plans to have them all knocked down by the end of the fiscal year. The city allocated an additional $1.2 million in the year-end budget amendment for the demolitions. Rochester's land bank also received a $1.5 million grant and will rehabilitate other vacant homes that can still be saved. Caitlin White, WXXI News.